sometime in the not-too-distant future. Alert. Low voltage. P-Node 5. Pippin looked up from the McMaster car catalog to the blinking line of text. A double-click opened the Grafana page for perimeter node 5. The solar panel voltage graph showed a stable 18 volts, then a jagged drop down to 10 volts. Weird. That panel is less than a year old, and it's a clear, sunny, windless day. He reached to the wall and poked the button labeled Patrol 3, and listened for the noise of the Hawk 2A fixed-wing patrol drone leaving its nest. Whirr-zip! Off it went. It should be over the node in about 6 minutes. He opened the live feed on the second monitor and went back to the catalog. Here we are. 49045K12. That should get the water system in the greenhouse working again. Back on the computer, he opened his AirZap page, selected McMaster Car from the list of vendors, and entered the part number on the item list. 148 sats with next week's regular delivery, or 400 sats special delivery tomorrow. He clicked the regular delivery button, then confirm zap. The HF radio on the network rack hummed for a moment, then shrieked a burst of noise. The Noster event with the order details and lightning payment was on its way to McMaster Car's relay. Luckily, the part is small and light enough for drone delivery. Pippin's private grid on Glass Lake is well outside FedPS's ground delivery area, and even if it wasn't, there are no government roads here. Being a non-citizen and outside a metro state was a pain and could be expensive. It was better than paying a 95% tax rate, though. Alert. Low voltage. P-Node 5. The node! His eyes snapped to the second monitor just in time for the flyover, and he could see right away that the solar panel was at an odd angle. Yay, a field repair out in the cold. He tossed the toolkit and electrical repair kit on the hover trike rack while his thermos filled with coffee. Giving the freeze frame from the Hawk 2A a second look, he grumbled and grabbed the mechanical kit, adding it to the pile. After a third look and an eye roll, he dragged a spare solar panel over to the trailer, then slapped the hitch button. Clear, 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 zzz, dunk. The electromagnet sucked the trailer and trike together, the pin dropping in as soon as it cleared. Pippin silently prayed thanks to God for small conveniences that eased life's suffering and slurped a sip off the top of the thermos. And coffee. Thank you, Father, for the coffee trees in the greenhouse. The cut line running the border of Pippin's property is technically straight and certainly looks it from above. But driving it, even on a hover trike, is a bouncy, curvy, slow-going affair. Watching immediately ahead instead of appropriately further meant a surprise when the node entered his field of vision. The trailer slid sideways as the trike stopped immediately on its legs. After a sigh and a sip, Pippin powered off the pads and dismounted. Yep, the solar panel is definitely twisted sideways. And bent. And scratched? Short gouges scraped through the two columns of cells closest to the bent edge. There were no fallen trees nearby, so that wasn't the cause. Snap! He reached for his laser and got nothing but air. It was in the shop on the charger. Of course it would be. Cue a subconscious eye roll. When his brain finally caught up with his eyes, he registered the source. 2 meters tall, all black, and capable of mowing him down without a second thought. Thankfully, the bull moose was, as most are, completely disinterested in everything but the willow tree he was in the middle of dismembering for lunch. Nonchalance was a benefit of having no natural predators. The ceramic dust on the points of one antler solved the solar panel mystery, though. The panel was at the perfect height for him to have scraped the side of it as he walked by. He probably didn't notice as they're constantly dragging him through the brush and trees. Warning. P-Node 5 offline. He hadn't bothered to mute the alerts as he replaced the broken panel and twisted mounting hardware. Last time he did, he forgot to unmute them and went 2 days without noticing. Better to be mildly annoyed for a short time than to go without system or security alerts. He closed the junction box and moved his gaze to the status screen. Powering on. Self-check. All tests pass. Connecting to network. No signal. Switching to fail over network. He mashed the reboot button before it could complete. If he let it connect to the backup Zucklink satellite network, he'd be paying non-citizen usage fees by the megabyte. It was probably just a hiccup anyways. The point-to-point terrestrial link would probably connect fine on the next try. No signal. switching to failover network. This time, he hit the power switch. The moose hadn't damaged the antenna, and he'd double-checked the alignment while he had the ladder out. Why wasn't it connecting? He picked up the network scanner, walked over to the other side of the node, and pointed it in the general direction of Node 6. No signal. Surely Node 6 didn't go down on his way here. Now it was either drive all the way there to check it, or let Node 5 connect via satellite and check it remotely. No signal, switching to failover network. He could practically feel the sat streaming out of his wallet. Ugh, here we go. Failover network unavailable. No signal. What? There's no way the satellite link was down too, unless the whole network stack was borked. Huffing and grumbling back to the trike, he plugged the network scanner into its comm system and selected the satellite interface. No signal. Hey, Bullwinkle, you wouldn't happen to be running around with an all-spectrum jammer, would you? Hearing nothing, he looked up and around for the moose. He had been working his way down the edge of the line where the young willows were while Pippin had been working on repairs. Now he was gone. If the moose had joined the Rimwalker raiders and started carrying signal jammers, he should be out of range now. He chuckled at the thought of some off-grid wild man trying to train a moose to carry equipment. No signal. Switching to failover network. Failover network unavailable. No signal. Maybe it was the network stack. But that wouldn't explain being unable to connect through the trike. Maybe he should just unhitch the trailer and go check Node 6. While highly unlikely, there could be a Zucklink outage in his cell and an issue with the link to the next node at the same time. The only way to know would be to check in person. As he looked up from the status screen, his peripheral caught motion on the tree line. Hey Bullwinkle, is that you? Antler points protruded from behind a tree, unmoving. A bit too still, actually. Bullwinkle? Those weren't antler points. That was an antenna array. No signal. Notes and appendix. The various technical and other odd bits I used in this story are all either real things or will be very soon. If this was a movie or TV show, the visual elements would make some of the nerdier references easier to get, i.e. most people would know a drone if they saw one, but saying fixed-wing patrol drone doesn't necessarily draw a mental image for everyone. But in an effort to not constantly interrupt the flow for explanations, I've moved those here. If I've missed any, or if you want more detailed explanations, you can find us at scalebright.ca. McMaster Car. A 120-plus-year-old distribution company that specializes in hardware, parts, and tools. Known for their iconic, enormous yellow catalogs and legendary, in IT circles, website. They'll probably still be around for another 120-plus years, and probably still have their yellow catalogs. Fixed-wing patrol drones. The fixed-wing variety of drones look like miniature airplanes and fly much faster than their more common quadcopter-style siblings, making them excellent for patrols of static routes. Sats. Short for Satoshis, sats are the smallest denomination of Bitcoin. Zaps. Bitcoin Lightning payments made over Noster. Lightning. A Bitcoin protocol for small payments, usually denominated in sats. Noster. A decentralized communications and social media protocol. HF Radio. Short for High Frequency, also known as Ham Radio. Bitcoin Lightning payments have been made over HF, as have Noster posts. Metro State. City-states have existed since cities were first built. Metro states would be a modern version that include their entire greater metro areas in their statehood. Laser. Advances in focusing lens manufacturing have made handheld laser guns possible, though currently legally dubious. I get ads for them on a few of my social networks. Ceramic solar panels. They're being marketed as the next big thing in solar tech, but time will tell if they're as good as the sales pitches say. Bullwinkle. An anthropomorphic moose character from the 1950s-60s TV show Rocky and Bullwinkle. All-spectrum jammer. Police have been finding criminals using both commercially manufactured and homemade signal jammers during robberies, kidnappings, and other crimes to stop people from calling emergency services or disrupt wireless security cameras. Most of them look like a Wi-Fi router with a whole bunch of antennas. Rimwalker Raiders. A made-up category of bandits known for living on the edge of civilization, but still making use of technology. Glass Lake, a short story. Taylor Perron, Scale Bright Solutions, April 7th, 2025.